I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Since November of last year, Russia has built up about 100,000 troops on the border with Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Ukraine this week amid fears of a Russian invasion. Throughout January, Russia has shipped dozens of people out of its Kiev embassy back to Moscow. Eric Mock is with the Slavic Gospel Association.
From a national perspective, whether it's a Russian perspective or it's a Ukrainian perspective or an American perspective, there's a lot of guesswork. There's a lot of tensions. There's a lot of fears. Yet for the pastors and the leaders in Ukraine, they find themselves faithfully discharging the ministry that the Lord would have them do, even in the midst of these hard times.
Please pray for peace in the region and ask God to strengthen and grow the churches. For our next story, we turn to MNN's Katie Harth.
Sometimes children are the gateway to reach entire families for Christ. Kids encounter Jesus at Vacation Bible School or a similar program, and their witness brings parents to the Lord. In other countries, like those ruled by a majority religion, parents may know the Lord, but they don't know how to reach their kids. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministries says,
like Muslim background believers in a lot of these areas, and they don't have the tools to help disciple their kids or just introduce Christ to their kids, we want to make sure that Keys for Kids and Unlock, our teen devotional, is available and ready for them in their own language.
By joining the Alliance for the Unreached, Keys for Kids Ministries can supply believers worldwide with tools and resources for family outreach. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.